This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Shortly after Starbucks decided to open its restrooms to everyone, not just paying customers, but just to have an open borders policy in Starbucks restrooms, now employees are describing drug user needles all over the place, blood splattered on the walls from people doing heroin and missing a vein or hitting a vein or whatever it is they do. There's poop that misses the toilet. I mean, I'm sorry to get gross, but this is what the Starbucks employees are reporting. And there's homeless people and drug users all over the place. So now Starbucks has turned itself into America's homeless shelter, where, of course, rampant drug use goes hand in hand. And this is what Starbucks has done to try to appear progressive. And I love these teachable moments of liberal lunacy, because every time liberals try to appease the liberal crybully snowflake crowd, every time they try to go out of their way to prove what obedient, accepting, inclusive liberals they are, every time they do that, they make it 100 times worse. So now Starbucks, I mean, in essence, Starbucks corporate is saying is screw the customers. Like, we're not going to have clean restrooms for customers anymore. You might encounter needles. You might encounter poop. You might encounter blood splattered. You might run into a homeless person shooting heroin on the floor of the Starbucks restroom. But that's okay with Starbucks, because they want to be inclusive. The customer, oh, you're a customer, you're a paying customer. Well, don't you know that you come as a last priority now? Kind of like the taxpayer in the U.S. economy. According to leftists, taxpayers are evil people. They never pay enough. And the good people are the people who don't pay any taxes, but who get endless welfare and entitlements and food stamps and everything else. Those are the good people. Just like the heroin users, drug users, homeless people, meth heads, who now practically are living in the Starbucks restrooms in certain cities. Liberal cities, as you can probably imagine. What's funny about all this, of course, is that Starbucks is eventually going to have to reverse this policy. They're going to have border enforcement. Imagine that. Just like the NFL reversed its stance last year and now says that you can't kneel during the national anthem or you're going to get fined. In the same way that happened, now Starbucks is going to have to reverse its policy and start doing border enforcement to say, maybe we shouldn't have said everybody is welcome in the Starbucks restrooms. We didn't mean everybody. We just meant, you know, everybody, nice people, everybody. Well, guess what? The liberal universe includes heroin addicts, drug users, meth heads, homeless people who have drug habits, some of whom are violent, many of whom are totally insane. In fact, it's just sort of one step further on the spectrum of liberalism. You know, I mean, all of them eventually end up in dire straits because they don't think they should have to work for a living. They don't have any logic or reason. They're kind of insane to start with, and they just eventually end up living in a Starbucks restroom. Sadly. I mean, I'd love to help these people, but Starbucks is sheltering them instead of helping people. And all of this over Starbucks employees calling the cops on those two black dudes who were not homeless drug users. No, they were just like ordinary two black dudes. And there was a video taken where one of the black guys wanted to use the restroom. They were waiting for another friend to show up before they ordered. Right? Remember that video? And then the police showed up because Starbucks called the cops on them, and then they were handcuffed and they were walked out of there in handcuffs. And I did a podcast on that, and I was commending those black dudes for staying cool. I said these dudes are smart. They stayed cool. They didn't resist arrest, and they're going to they're going to get massive payouts from Starbucks. So Starbucks did do some kind of settlement with those two guys, by the way. And Starbucks agreed to donate a bunch of money to certain causes. I think African-American causes, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to check. And Starbucks said, our restrooms are open to everyone. And immediately, all the ears perked up on all the homeless drug users and heroin addicts and meth users who are always looking for another place to shoot up when they're not, you know, living in the BART transportation tunnels in San Francisco. Is it in San Francisco, BART, and Oakland? I don't live there, so I don't know exactly, but I saw the videos of all these just heroin addicts just shooting up right there on the ground in the public transportation system. And, you know, the left-wing bureaucrats of those cities like San Francisco, they don't stop it. They don't do anything because they're all weak, pathetic snowflakes. And they think that open borders is the only way to be accepted by their liberal peers. So they just say, well, everybody's welcome here, even the heroin addicts. And you might be asking, well, gosh, Mike, don't you have a heart? Shouldn't we do something for heroin addicts? Yes, we should. Yes, exactly. We should. We should legalize CBD. We should legalize cannabis. We should legalize the lighter drugs and then have treatment centers that are funded by some of the taxes on that stuff. You know, compassionate treatment centers for the hard drug users and try to help them get off of those drugs and stop criminalizing them. You know, drug addiction is not a criminal problem. It's an addiction problem. It's a medical problem. We have to stop treating addicts like criminals and start treating them like the medical patients that they frankly are. I'm all about compassion for these people. I know the solutions, but the government isn't interested in those things. Recognize the government gets kickbacks and bribes from the pharmaceutical companies that make money turning normal people into addicts. It's the opioids crisis, people. The opioids crisis. Big Pharma earning billions of dollars off these addictive opioids, and then when the prescriptions run out and the patient has been turned into an addict and they can't get any more opioids, what do they do next? They go to heroin. Oh, so prescription drugs are the gateway drugs that get people on heroin so that Starbucks can invite them into their restrooms. This is how it works. You want to talk about being compassionate. You should legalize natural medicine and you should criminalize prescription opioids. Except in maybe the most extreme, you know, severe pain, suicidal pain types of situations. Because opioids do stop pain, which is, of course, why a lot of people take them all the time. The government is the problem here. At every level of this whole thing, the government is the problem. But Starbucks and other leftists think that there's never a big enough government. They want more government. We'll have a bigger solution. More taxes, and government will decide what everybody does, and we'll have open borders policies. We'll just let unlimited MS-13 gang member animals to walk into the country and just take over cities like San Francisco, which is already it's actually covered with human feces landmines everywhere you walk. It's like playing Dodge the Turd, and there's needles all over the place, all over the streets of San Francisco. It's a collapsed system, which is what liberals do. Liberals collapse everything. They break everything. I'm just laughing at Starbucks now because Starbucks is learning that this is what happens when you have open borders policies. All of the people that you don't want in your bathroom or your store or your country show up and demand access. And that's what's happening all across America's southern border. Fascinating, isn't it? Well, stay informed. Hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com and read my website, newstarget.com. Thank you for listening, and maybe one day we'll be able to actually do something to help these homeless and drug addicts instead of making more of them, which is what liberal policies do. Liberal policies lead to addiction and homelessness and poverty and desperation and human suffering. The liberals are the problem here.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.